Enoch took the stroll one day with the master, just him and the Lord alone. He got so close to the portals of heaven that God just led him on home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. I struggled over mountains, walked through some valleys. I thought I would never see them. But the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. I struggled over mountains, walked through some valleys. I thought I would never see dawn. But the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, so now I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, so now I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. A country where no twilight shadows deepen, an ending day where night shall never be, a city where no storm clouds ever gather, and this is just what heaven means to me. What will it be when we get over yonder and join the sound among the glassy sea to greet our loved ones and crown Christ forever? Oh, this is just what heaven means to me. A place where there is no misunderstanding, and from all enmity and strife we're free. No unkind words to wrong the heart are spoken. Now this is just what heaven means to me. What will it be when we get over yonder and join the throne upon the glassy sea to greet our loved ones and crown Christ forever? Oh, this is just what heaven means to me. And when at last we see the face of Jesus, before whose image utter loves all flee, and when they crown him Lord of all, I'll be there. Now this is just what heaven means to me. What will it be when we get over yonder and join the throne upon the glassy sea to see our loved ones and crown Christ forever? Oh, this is just what heaven means to me. And when at last we see the face of Jesus, before the image utter loves all flee, and when they crown him Lord of all, I'll be there. Now this is just what heaven means to me. What will it be when we get over yonder and join the throne upon the glassy sea? And join the ones in front cry forever. Now this is just what heaven means to me. Suffered it all because he loved me. Because he loved me, my Savior died. On the cross was crucified. No greater love by mortal man has ever been known. Oh, praise his name, I love him so. I am his, he's mine, I know. And he suffered it all because he loved me. Because he loved me, my Savior died. On the cross was crucified. No greater love by mortal man has ever been known. Oh, praise his name, I love him so. I am his, he's mine, I know. And he suffered it all because he loved me. Because he loved me, my Savior died. On the cross was crucified. No greater love by mortal man has ever been known. Oh, praise his name, I love him so. I am his, he's mine, I know. And he suffered it all because he loved me. Because he loved me, my Savior died. On the cross was crucified. No greater love by mortal man has ever been known. Oh, praise his name, I love him so. I am with his mind, I know. And he suffered it all because he loved me.
God, I'm free, free, free
from this world of sin. I've been washed in the blood of Jesus, and I've been born again.
Hallelujah,
I'm saved, saved, saved by his wonderful grace. I'm so glad that I've found out he could bring me out and show me the way. God, I'm free, 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 free from this world of sin. Been washed in the blood of Jesus. Been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved by his wonderful grace. I'm so glad that I found out he'll bring me out and show me the way. God, I'm free, free, free from this world of sin. Been washed in the blood of Jesus. Been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved by his wonderful grace. I'm so glad that I found out he would bring me out and show me the way. It's never gone out, it's never gone out. Though Satan has tried many times to make me doubt, but when I feel that warmth inside, I know that my soul is satisfied. The flame has flickered by, the fire has never gone out. It's never gone out, it's never gone out. Though Satan has tried many times to make me doubt, but when I feel that warmth inside, I know that my soul is satisfied. The flame has flickered, but the fire has never gone out. It's never gone out, it's never gone out. Though Satan has tried many times to make me doubt, but when I feel the warmth inside, I know that my soul is satisfied. The flame has flickered, but the fire has never gone out. I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains too high, the valleys too wide. Down on my knees, that's where I learned to stand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains too high, the valleys too wide. Down on my knees, that's where I learned to stand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains too high, the valleys too wide. Down on my knees, that's where I learned to stand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The power of words. Words have a lot of power. What you say and what you do and what you hear. Be careful what you hear and be careful how you hear. Be careful who you associate yourself with. All these things have effect on a person's life. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. I'll try a different translation. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, see? Whatever is worthy, see? Words have an impact on society. Whatever is true, whatever is worthy of respect, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if something is excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things. To do it in German, sometimes in German there's something. Weiter, liebe Brüder, was wahrhaftig ist, see, truth, was ehrbar ist. was gerecht ist, was keisch ist, was lieblich ist, was wohl lautet. Ist das für eine Tugend? Ist das für ein Lob? Dem denket noch. Holy Father, we just read your word, Lord. I don't know where it is all going to go to, Lord, but you just pray you'll take what we read here, Lord, and magnify it, Lord. Give us the true meaning of it. Allow it to go deep in our hearts, Lord. Help us to be careful what we say and do in life, Lord. We just pray you'll continue to do it as you see fit, Lord. Use us for your honor, for your glory. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. That's when I say the power of words, you know, the words we say, they affect a lot of things, especially when you're in a person that's in a position of power, that when the words they spew out and the things they say and do, they affect the whole society, like that young man that just got assassinated. He got assassinated because of people spewing out negative things. Call him a Hitler and a racist and everything under the sun. And then people, they think about these things and eventually they get themselves so worked up that eventually that word that they heard, that negative word that they heard, it goes so far as to raise hatred to the point where you even take a gun and shoot a guy simply because of the wording, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's what the society that we're living in now, just the grace of God, that's not more that's going on out there, because all the negativism, all the words, all the phrases that the left has spewed out in the day and hour we're living in, but that's why it says, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are holy. If we were living in a society that would do that, you wouldn't have the problems, because it's all about the word, and it's all about what you hear and what you say and what you do that completely transform a society. That's why we have America going in the direction. That's why that civil war is imminent. That's why it's going to happen exactly the way the scripture says it, because God has given mankind a freedom of choice, and the Bible is very true when it says, be careful what you hear. Be careful how you hear. Be careful who you listen to. Be careful who you associate yourself with.
Mm-hmm. Like America let their guards down. And when the first thing the enemy wants to do is get to the children, because when he gets to the children, he can destroy the next generation.
Yeah.
And that the devil was able to get in. That's why, like you said, be careful who you associate with. Be careful who you receive money from. Like these university received money from foreign countries and created a narrative. Talking points of hatred for America, this Antifa group and all these groups, they are enemy to Americanism, and that America let their guard down, and then that happens. When you let your guard down, sure, every devil in hell is going to overtake. There is no way. There is an enemy out there. That's why Christianity is very gullible. They forget there is a devil out there, and the devil is seeking who he can devour, and that's his mission, and that's why you have to be on guard. You can't be a wishy-washy Christian. You have to be careful who you associate with, like you said, and what you hear and how you hear things, and who you fellowship with.
Who you use for your role model, like this this whole thing that's going on in the state, how they're educating the youth, that's all funded by Qatar. Qatar is the almost practically like the cornerstone, the ground zero of all this education, all this filth that's going on, how they pump money into the university to do one and only thing. Behind it all is the spirit of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Behind that Muslim spirit is pure the spirit of Satan. That's what we have been exposing here for the last 10 years. That behind that Hutterite spirit is the spirit of Satan. behind that catarrh is that Muslim spirit, and that Muslim spirit is driven by Satan, like all these religions. I know we say something that are pretty hard to digest, but we're just saying the truth, like it says here in that scripture, right? Whatsoever things are true. It's pretty hard to digest. Mm-hmm. It's pretty hard to accept the things we're saying, but the things that we're saying here is exactly 100% true. But Satan, he hides himself in the cloak of religion that people can't see. You wonder why they're unproductive, because Satan will never let you become productive. Like I say, mm-hmm. behind that Qatar, behind these sheiks, behind these people with all that fancy dress and fancy clothing, behind all that money, behind it is the spirit of Satan mm-hmm. using their finances to pump the American society, American education system full of money, and with their ideology that they're actually trained to hate America and to hate the Western world, and they don't even know who's behind it all. It's mm-hmm. Qatar, it's that Muslim spirit that's trying to take over the world. But see, the only way you can combat it is with the truth. Mm-hmm. Like the Charlie Kirk was doing. He went in there and he combated that whole society, that whole education system. He got thousands and thousands of people on his side because he was telling people the truth. He was telling people it. And like he's got a different thing that we have. I could never in a million years do what he did. He went in there, entered his university, and he sat down and he debated with these people. See, I can't debate. I can only tell people the truth, because the truth is yea and amen. And he went down there, took time out, just five, six days a week, took time out and do what? To debate with these people. And you wonder where he gets the patience from to do that. And he was a great debater. When he listed the debates that he had, he could debate anybody and come out winning, you know, mm-hmm. every time. He never took a back seat from anybody, because that's what he was called to do, what he is called to be. I just listened yesterday, and one day he said, Lord, send me. Well, the Lord saw him and what's needful in America. He saw exactly the kind of person he is. And he used that Charlie Kirk to do exactly what God wanted to do, mm-hmm. to force back these forces from the Qatar and from these Muslim countries and all that mm-hmm. filth that's been infiltrated. Uh-huh. And even like though, we say, the children, you know, yeah. He goes after the youth. He goes after the young people. And he gets into the education system. Mm-hmm. And then he educates that whole generation. Right now, that whole generation is so corrupt. Mm-hmm. And if it was for Charlie Kirk, it would be 10 times worse. Mm-hmm. But the Lord used him to put a stop to it. And now that he's dead, now that they assassinated him, he's going to be 10 times as powerful as he was before. Now, all his things that he said and everything that he said is going to mean 10 times more than what he did if he would still be alive. Because when he was still alive, he would just went out there to these colleges and debated it. And hardly anybody heard it. But now he's drawn attention to what he mm-hmm. said. Now it's on a roll, and it's all designed to bring America back to the foundation principle, mm-hmm. exactly what that angel told George Washington. We're creating a country that's going to be built on Christian principle, and the country throughout the ages, throughout 250 years of existence, has become so corrupt and so polluted because of these people that try and invade it. Behind it is the spirit of Satan to do what? To destroy America, like that dragon, speaking as a dragon. America has been speaking as a dragon now. And now you can see a complete somersault, a complete turning around, and now all of a sudden, thank God, is turning around, because that vision, that angel, that George Washington had when that angel came to him and showed him exactly what the course of America is. America is going to go back to exactly what that angel told George Washington. The third woe will be worse than all the other two combined. There'll be more bloodshed. And you can see how it's all galloping up. And you can see, and by the end of it all, there will be an America the way God intended to be. A shining city on a hill, a prosperous place, a city where the people of God can be free to serve God and country. Yeah, we know we're going over on into the millennium just 3 years from now, but that's all a continuation. When we get into that millennium, it won't be all magic. There's going to be a lot of cleaning up. There's going to be a lot of generating to do, because it's those that will be found worthy to go into that age of regeneration. Those Charlie Kirk haters and those people that support the mob, they're not going to go into that age of agenda. They will be no part of it. But the people that support justice, the people that support righteousness, they're not going to go into that millennial reign because it is, blessed is he that is going to be found worthy to has arrived to that 1,335 days. That's when everything is, the planet has been purified, the planet has been found to go into that age of regeneration. There'll be nobody that's going to go in there. That's not going to pass the scrutiny of the Lord Jesus Christ because it says, blessed is he. Well, if you're a Hamas supporter and if you're a Charlie Kirk hater, you're not going to be one of those that's blessed to, blessed is he that arrives to that 1,335 days. I used to read in scriptures and I didn't understand what I was reading. I just loved reading it for some reason. Because at the beginning of Revelation, blessed is he that reads and understands. I read it, but I didn't understand it until I came to the ministry of Brother Jackson, Brother Branham. And then all of a sudden, the scripture started to open up and I can see exactly what it means. Blessed is he that comes to the 1,335 days. And we like you and I, we understand because it did exactly what the scripture says. Whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are holy, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are of good report, think on these things. Listen to these people. Listen to the ministry of Brother Ben. Go back and listen to this whole. He's got 40 years of services on the website. Anybody can get it. Then you just go to Brother Jack's where he cleaned up a lot of the dual statements. Everything is so good. God's been so good to us by opening that scriptures to us. And here we are in the closing days of time telling people, if anybody just wants to listen, you're going to hear the truth. You may not like what you hear, but you're going to hear the truth. You think we hate people when you tell people the truth. No, we tell people the truth because we care about it. Because if you don't tell people the truth, you're going to go out to destruction. We have to tell people what's behind this religious system. We have to tell people what spirit behind that other thing. It can never produce anything. It'll take you up to the border and then it'll just stab you in the back. It's just what that spirit does. That spirit cannot produce. Like I keep saying over and over again, behind it is the spirit of sin because I've seen it. I've been in their torture chambers. I know exactly what they're about. They're so ruthless that you can't even think about how ruthless these people are that stand in a pulpit with their long beard and their coats. Just like it was coming through the dark ages, how these Catholic priests, they look so holy, dressed so holy, but behind it was the spirit of Satan, killing Christians, and torturing them, taking them to their torture chambers, trying to get them to compromise, trying to get them to agree with them. But see, we went through the same thing. That's why we're exposing the unfruitful works of darkness. And it's all one canopy of corruption. That's all it is. Because now everything has evolved. All these religious systems have evolved into a cage and a hole of every foul and hateful bird. And the Bible tells us to disconnect ourselves from them, to shun them, and to stay away from them. Because if you don't, you're going to partake of her sin, and you're going to receive her plagues. It's just that simple.
Like America, they were like, have a very simple program, America. And when you look at the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, like, it's really a place, really, when you will analyze it all, where people can come to and raise a family and teach them about God and country and how to love God and country, and a place where you can raise children where it's safe. That's a very simple program for America. Like when you go over to the Middle Eastern country, it's all about fighting, it's all about killing, it's all about war. You can see what a beautiful nation America was founded on. And on those principles, it is going to come back to. Because America left their guard down, all these deceptions were out there to overrun it. Like you will look at Marxism. The schools are loaded with Marxism to how to communism and how to hate their country. And mm-hmm. and then you have all these Eastern religions coming in and taking away from Americanism. See, that's that dark omen that George Washington saw. And that dark omen eventually will be dealt with during that
civil war that's coming.
That war that's coming. And then it will come back to its original founding, America. But in the process, it has to go through a revolution. It's not going to come to that place without that. And America has been, because America was the country that God founded, just like Israel, then the devil puts in all forces to destroy. And that's what happened to America. And even in the sense of Christianity, when you will listen to people, they will say, even Billy Graham and all these Christians, they will say, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and then all will be good. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't work like that. When I go out in the garden in the springtime, we work over the garden. Mm-hmm. We till it so that garden is able to receive seed, and then it will be able to grow and bear fruit. That's how you work the garden. That's how you work the fields out in the field. You have to condition it. You have to work it so that it will be able to receive that seed, and that seed will be able to bear root and then grow, and it'll be able to withstand any storm, any heat, everything, because it has that solid root down. And that's the same way it is with Christianity. When the Lord comes by your way, that heart is first conditioned mm-hmm. to receive that seed. The Word of God is that seed. And the first God conditions your heart. He puts your life in a life of sometimes misery. Sometimes you become uncomfortable in the place where you're in. And then you start developing in you is a contrite heart and something that your soul is crying out for. And that's the condition that God first conditions that heart. And then when that word of God falls in, that seed, then that seed starts bearing root and growing, and it will eventually bear fruit. But like the parable that Jesus mentioned in Matthew 13, that seed, some of them fell by the wayside. You know how a wayside is. It's hard. There's no way that seed can go down and bear root. Sometimes it will bear a little root when the rain comes, but as soon as the heat and the sun comes up, it dries it out and that seed just dies. Mm-hmm. And that's how it works with the heart. If that heart is not conditioned to receive that seed in its right manner, it will not bear fruit. Some fell on the thorns and the thistles. Some fell on the rocks. And so that's why I say Christianity is not what people say it is.
Like a drive-through restaurant.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like a fast food restaurant. You just drive through and order your food. It's not like that. That heart has to be first conditioned to receive a seed, and then it will bear fruit for the Lord Jesus Christ. And America has been deceived by these preachers in the pulpit that bear a charismatic Christianity message to the people.
Emotional thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an emotional thing. And then in the next morning, that emotion wears off and it's gone. And then people are deceived that that's how it is. And then they don't know why it doesn't work. And then they get mad at God. And all these things the devil has out there.
He's implemented it, mm-hmm. like the Billy Graham thing. Like he preached, and then he got people emotional about hell and about things like that. And now it's still contending with with that John Hagee. They get people so emotional, you're going to miss the rapture if you're not part of that church. And then they come down and they supposedly give their heart to the Lord, so to speak. But see, it's like a fast food thing. And you see, the things that we say here, it's not for everybody, because it's like you say, that word is so true. And what we're saying here is so accurate that when we say things, people listen to us, and then after a while they just chill out, because their heart is not, it's not the contrite heart and the broken spirit where the things that we say can fall into that heart. But if there's a heart out there that's broken and contrite and has a hunger and a thirst and has a desire and a passion and cares about where he's going to spend eternity, then that word is going to do it, because the word of truth will penetrate it. Because once you receive the love for truth, then you can, that's all it takes, is a love for truth. And if you don't have a love for truth, somebody will come along and he'll say something, and because you don't have a love for truth, you're going to believe a lie, because it says it, exactly what it says here. And I've been wanting to read it for quite some time. That's why I say, be careful what you hear. Be careful how you hear, because the words have a tremendous effect on people. I can start in verse 7, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and it tells you exactly how dangerous it is to listen to these lies, to listen to this hypocrisy, to listen to things that's out there. That's why it says, be careful what you hear, be careful how you hear. And it says here, that's talking about the very hour we're now living in. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. The only thing that's holding everything back is the Holy Spirit. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth, which is the Holy Spirit, will hold it back until he be taken out of the way. Once that rapture happens, the Holy Spirit goes out of here, and then Satan has his hell on earth. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. When Satan has done his deed, had done his diabolical thing in the last 3.5 years, the last, like the hour we're now living in, it'll all evolve into, then that wicked shall be revealed. It'll be revealed who Satan is, who's behind all this propaganda in the school. He'll be revealed. And then the Lord, eventually, after that tribulation hour, then the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. That's why we keep saying, after, from October the 15th, 2021, you had 7 years, then that scripture here will be activated. From the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. And he takes a chain and does exactly what the Bible says, and he throws them into hell. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, the deception will be of such magnitude that it would even deceive the very elect. And we're telling people the truth, that to how to make it true, this jungle that we're in, and at least what they can do from here on out is accept the marriage invitation to the marriage supper of Lamb. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness, and them that perish. Because, here's the reason, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. We're telling people the truth. And then they chill out and they think they're doing God a service by not listening to us. Because sometimes we say things that we have to say that offends them. And just like when Jesus was here and he said some pretty hard things, and then he said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part of me, and unless you hate your father, your mother, your children, everything, and you cannot be my disciple. These things, these words that you say, they offended a lot of people. And the things that we say here, they offend a lot of people, because we're telling the truth, and the reason we're telling the truth, because we care about it. It's not, we don't have a fast food message here. We have a message for people that are genuinely concerned about their eternal destiny. And it says here, exactly, comes right down to it, deceivable and unrighteous, and then that perish, because they received not the love of the truth that they might receive. See, it's the truth. We tell people the truth. That's why it's so painful. That's why people chill out on us. And And here's another translation. With every kind of evil deception. Satan is works with deception. And the things that we're saying here, behind these religions, behind these churches, behind all of that, when you take a microscope and you go through it, you won't see it with the bare naked eye. You won't see it when you're so brainwashed and to think, dear it. But behind it is the spirit of Satan, and with every kind of evil deception against those who are perishing, because they found no place in their heart for the truth as to be saved. See, it's all about what you hear, how you hear. Do you embrace it? Do you have a love for truth? See, we go out there and we're going all over the world. We're doing everything we can. We're doing everything the Lord puts on our heart to do. We do everything to buy the Bible, buy the book, because we have a reverence and a respect for the Word of God. That's why we're doing what we're doing. We don't take any money. This is not a charity thing. We don't take any money from anybody, because it's all about the Lord pays us better than anything out there could give us, because He gives us bodyguards, He gives us saints, He gives us vehicles, He gives us everything we need for daily living, because we have kept into the code of that scripture, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. That's why the things that we see and do, they're not very attractive to the natural man. That's why you gotta be sold out to the Lord Jesus Christ and be ready to give up everything for the cause of Christ, for the cause of the Word of God. And that's why we keep saying, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are truthful and honest. We're telling people the truth. Even though they don't like it, even though they don't agree with us, it's still the truth. And at the end of the day, it'll still be true, because truth will stand throughout eternity.
Mm-hmm. And that's why God sends a people a delusion. They believe a lie because they want to believe a lie. Their heart is not open for the truth, and then God just sends them a delusion and they believe a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, and so of all them who have not believed the truth but have delight in evil will be condemned. So yeah. That's what happens in the end. That lie will condemn you, because it's only the truth that sets a person free, no matter how hard the truth is to accept. That sometimes a truth is very hard to accept, but in it there is a sense to set you free. And if a person can only accept the truth, then people can be set free. It's just that simple. But the devil doesn't want people to believe the truth. He wants people to be under this delusion that they're in.
Bringing everything into today's time frame that we're in. I keep seeing it over and over again. I was in that Hutterite colony, and then they evicted me. But before they evicted me, I kept going back and forth, you know, and so that the Lord used that to sit in their councils, to sit in their Sanhedrin's court. And like I keep saying it over and over again, I was there and I told them about God sent the prophet. It was 100% the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them about water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, how Satan has hijacked that baptism, Acts 2:38, and then he brings in his own diabolical, satanic water baptism. I told them right straight to your face. To their faith, if you've been baptized with that Roman Catholic baptism, it's instituted by Satan, it's instituted by the Catholic Church, and the Catholic Church is the whore of revelation. I told them there, and that council, and at the end of the day, they had one thing for me. If you're not out here by sundown, the sheriff will come and pick you up. And I got up and I said, okay, I'll do whatever you say. I'll get up. I'll get out of here. I'll get out of your hair. But before I do, I'll take it to the Lord in prayer and I'll tell him how you people operate here. They heard me all say all that. That Jake from Blueville Garden and that Mike over here from Southfield, they were the top henchmen. And I got up and I told them, I asked them right straight to their face. I said, Jake Fetter, you're the leader here, right? Yep. You're the religious leader, so to speak, what the Bible says. Yep. I said, who crucified the Lord Jesus Christ? I said, where do you want to go with that? I'll tell you exactly where I'm going to go with that. You got nothing on me. And because you got nothing on me, you're doing exactly what they did to Jesus 2,000 years ago. You gave orders to crucify him, and you're doing the very same thing. You're getting orders. If I'm not out here by sundown, you will bring the sheriff in, and he'll do exactly what they're wrong, what these religious leaders did back in Jesus' day. They gave orders to crucify him, and you're doing the same thing. If the law of the land would allow it, you would definitely do the same thing again today. You would definitely crucify me because you got nothing on. I'm telling you the truth. And then I laughed and I just let it be. But that Mike from Summerfield, that man is so wicked. And when I tell people about that, they think I'm blasting me because he's got an image that he says, holy God, he's got a colony over there. That's second to none. Everything is runs like on grease bearing, but behind it is a spirit of Satan. That man is so wicked that, like I say, when I tell people that he's so wicked because he's got that image. He's got the image that he's this holy person. And then when I come along and tell people he's wicked, and I tell you, when I told them all that, after a while they go home and they think about it, and then they try to protect themselves. They try to protect their turf. And what does they do? And then, just to clean their hands, just to find something fault with me, what did they do? They say, tell my children and everybody else around, that Mike from Summerfield, that preacher there, he tells them Sam didn't want his family anymore, so he set it up and he was looking for an excuse so that we would excommunicate, that we would terminate. Puts it all on me, and see, that's why I keep saying, words have power. Words are very powerful. And my children, they believe that that's exactly what, because he's a man of high esteem. He's a man that people look up to. And of course, because they're deceived, they're blinded by that religious system that they believe in. And of course, they believe that exactly it. And I, to this day, I can't convince my children that I was terminated simply because I stood up for truth. I stood up for the Word of God. Because this guy over here from Summerfell, he came and he told everybody that Sam did set it up so that we would convict him because he was looking for truth because he didn't care about his family anymore. There's nobody on planet Earth that cares more about his family than I did because I'm the only one that was willing to lay down my life for truth and for reality and for the things that we're speaking about, for the things that we're fighting for here. Like I say, to this day, especially Kara, she believed that, to this day, they believe that that's exactly what that guy there. But you got to look at the fruit of the thing. How did the man die? You went there to see him about 2-3 weeks before he died. He had his thing on his foot, the same with that King George V had. Some kind of his feet starts swelling up. But then his wife died from that lymph node cancer. And then he died from lung cancer and bone cancer and all that stuff. See, these are the curses. The fruit is in the pudding. The proof is in the pudding. Here he dies. He does that. He poisons my children. He poisons everybody that sees it. Oh, he didn't want his children anymore. So what did he do? We had to terminate him. He was looking for an excuse, so we would terminate him. See, that's the power of words, especially when it's a person that's of high esteem, a person that people look up to. That's why I want to be on that subject, because you be careful what you hear, be careful how you hear. But if you have a love for truth, we're telling the people the truth. We're telling what's behind all this corruption. It's the original, it's a religious spirit, and behind it is the spirit of Satan. I know it's pretty hard to adjust, but especially when you live in these communities where everything, man, a living, everything is second to none, you know, man, you should see the dairy bar they have over there that's Summerfield calling. Everything automatic. You don't have to get up at 5 in the morning anymore. The cows get milk. They got these automatic milkers where the machine, everything is computerized. And everything is up to snuff. Now you and I, we go in there and tell these people that's all that stuff is materialist. All it is deception. All it is leading out people to hell and death. They think you're crazy. No, that's just what we're trying to say. You got to stay with the Word of God. And that's the only thing that we have to stand on. We're telling people the truth. Mm-hmm. I know it's not a very attractive message. I know the things we say here, but is falling on deaf ears, because it's exactly like you say, the people have not come to a place where they have a contrite heart and a broken spirit, and that's the spirit and the contrite heart, that seed that we say will fall right into that heart, because it's the truth. And if people have not yet accepted a love for truth, then the things that we say, it's just going to do what we've been watching, what people, after a while they chill out on it, and they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear what we have to say, because it's a very hard, tough road to hoe. God requires of us a lot more than he requires of a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Like we know Babylon is going to fall. It's already falling, Babylon. And with it, it's going to take all those religious systems, because that's where they come out of.
Mm-hmm.
From Babylon, from that whore system at the Vatican. That's where they all branch out of.
Mm-hmm.
And now all that will just disintegrate. It will one day not be anymore, because we read it in Revelation. Babylon the Great is fallen. It is going to be done with. And then that will happen, then the millennium sets in. There's no more need for these religious systems that have deceived people.
You want to pray?
Heavenly Father, we come before you. Give you thanks, Lord, for the hour and time we're living. We know we're living in very exciting times, Lord, because we know we see right before us your word being fulfilled, Lord, all the things that you've prophesied through your prophet and through the prophets of old, Lord, and all the things in your word are coming to fruition, Lord, and we know we can depend upon your word, Lord. That's one thing for sure that has never failed and never will fail is your word. So we just put our hope and our trust in it and know that you will see us through. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.